We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Headlines also brought to you by the super low home equity rate at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank, equal housing lender. Ron, I can't tell you how excited I am. I really am. It's going to snow here this weekend.
Oh, sadly, yeah, you're probably wishing for 20 inches so I don't get back from Kansas City till maybe next weekend, huh? Just in time to go to Tennessee after the Steelers upset Kansas City.
I mean, I was going to say I don't care, but of course I care. And I want you to have a wonderful trip. It's my opinion you should cancel already your flight for Monday and just enjoy yourself Monday night with barbecue in Kansas City, all the beer you can drink, sit down with Ray Fittipaldo and Jerry, and come back on Tuesday. It's the 21st century, Ron. You can do the show from there. You can write your column from there, last I checked. What's the difference?
I hear you. Instead, I'll probably be sitting at the airport for 15 hours.
Make your life easier, not harder, and charge the company, I might add. All right, here we go. I'll tell you why I'm excited. I think it's the biggest weekend of the year in sports. Three wild card games in the AFC, three in the NFC. Steelers, Chiefs, I think is going to be a wild and dramatic game. I'm pumped, and I'm here to tell you what my vision of the game is, Ron. I know I told you at the beginning, but we have an entirely new audience, don't we?
No, I know, but they're not going to like it, are they?
All I'm doing is relaying what I saw in a vision.
Catastrophic vision.
I was presented a vision by the football gods. I've been going back and forth all week waiting to be presented with said vision, and it came to me last night, I don't know, around 9:36 p.m.
Now, let me just to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have this last week? Was there a vision about Jacksonville?
Yeah, and it came early in the week.
Beating Indy. You had a vision.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Presented to me.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm not even really technically accountable for this. I'm just relaying the information. What I see.
Don't kill the messenger.
Here's what I see, Ron. And I'm standing. It's unusual for me to stand, isn't it, during
it is.
The show? You it never
is.
See this.
No, I don't. Because you're nervous. You're eager. You're
eager,
amped.
Yes.
You're amped up.
And I am cynical in many ways as an older sports guy, although by no means old, Ron. I'm the same age as all these executives are in sports. I'm the same age as Shelty, virtually. All these guys getting these GM posts, they're the same age as me. I'm not ancient by any means, but I am cynical. I'm an old news hound. I can be cynical.
Why are you looking at me when you say ancient?
I'm not referring to you at all. I'm only speaking
for
myself.
I thought you had that sideways glance.
No. I'm only speaking for myself. Okay. You're not ancient either.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of
GMs in the league, same age as me,
yes.
Right?
Coaches, Andy Reid.
Right.
Player, people like that, Pete Carroll. Although I'm not revealing your age, because I don't even know your age, to be honest with you.
Very old.
But I'm excited. I legitimately am. Here's what I saw, and I apologize in advance. I saw the Steelers, much in the way when they went to Denver to face Horses Broncos in 2015 without Le'Veon, Antonio, and others, and when they played the Cowboys in the Super Bowl as an underdog again. Expected them to win. Yes.
95.
Rod Woodson came back in that game, but unfortunately, they were without Rod Woodson basically going in there. They got there without him. It was a shorthanded team. I think the Steelers are going to play a dramatic, physical, maybe even heroic game. Sadly, like those two games, in the end, there is going to be a catastrophic decision, play,
mistake,
something like Fitzgerald Toussaint, something like Neil O'Donnell, something from the officiating crew, maybe a Mike Tomlin. They hinted, the football gods pushed me in this direction. It could be Mike Tomlin going into Kansas City and playing an absolutely like wild play to win type game, and then at the end suddenly delves into his fears and gives Mahomes the ball back and they win on a last second field goal. Something like that, Ron, it's going to end catastrophically, and yet people will still be proud of this team. Chiefs 27, Steelers 26. I bear no responsibility for that. Did you look at me over here? It was like I was speaking in tongues. I was just relaying the vision. You?
Don't kill the messenger, right?
What do you got?
I think it's going to be a much closer game than the last time. I really want to pick the Steelers. I do. There's something about this that has that feel for me. But in the end, I can't go against Mahomes, who I think is very much Brady-like. And I mean that in the most up. I can't, give a guy a better compliment than to call him Brady-like. I just don't think the Steelers can contain him well enough or Ben can lead enough offensive points to win. So I'm saying Steelers 30. Excuse me. Chiefs 30, Steelers 23.
The Steelers suck.
I think it'll be a competitive game.
No, they don't, Rocky. That's an old quote from Rocky Blyer. I like that pick. It makes a lot of sense to me. Jerry Dulac, locally, very well respected, our colleague, picks the Steelers 23-19. Mike Florio, who picked the game straight up this year to the tune of 177-94-1, picks the Steelers to win the game.
Dadgummit, let's go.
He picks the Steelers to win the game, Ron. What is the score? 27-24. I just saw another vision. This is the extension of the vision. The Steelers, and I thought Michael Irvin spoke to this very well. Kansas City, you mentioned the Patriots. Patriots weren't used to going through the wild card round. I don't know if they ever made it there through the wild card round. You could argue Kansas City shouldn't be in the wild card round. It's only because they're only taking one team this year.
Right.
But they are. I think the Steelers are going to take a chunk out of the Chiefs, a physical, emotional toll on this team that's going to largely cause them not to make the Super Bowl.
Even if they win this game.
Yes.
I could see that happening too.
I think that that's going to be the fallout from this, because I think there's still a lot of people laughing at the Steelers, mocking them. And I'm just, the fact that they're relatively healthy going into this game is telling for me. And I think it's going to start with T.J. Watt.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the pressure. He and Ben, both, those are the two guys that have to deliver for you. Watt has got to be disruptive, not necessarily getting sacks, but pressure on Mahomes, maybe force a turnover. T.J.'s so good at forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles. And Ben can't turn it over. You just can't turn it over to them. The last time they played Kansas City, they had three turnovers. Ben interception, Ben fumble, and then Deontay fumbled without even being hit.
Yes, and the biggest of those was the first interception, because it was on the second series.
And that's when the game was still in the balance.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you look up and it's 23-0 Kansas City.
Yes, I think there's going to be some damage done here. The one thing the Steelers are still capable of doing, and I know that the running numbers against them belie this, when they're healthy, they're still capable of delivering some physicality in a big way, too, between Watt, Highsmith, Hayward, Minka on the back end will level you. And one guy that I really like lately, Ron, is little Arthur Maulet. I think he's got a little Mike Hilton in him. He almost knocked Tyler Huntley's head off. I think his helmet did come off. Somebody's did.
Yeah,
somebody's maybe it was Maulet's.
Did.
I like that guy. He could play a role in this game. I like Cam Sutton. I think the Steelers' secondary right now is in the best shape and playing the best it's been all season. Would you agree?
See, you've come up with a lot of reasons why they should win this game, but they're not enough to overpower your premonition, though, are they?
They're not.
I mean, and you believe in your premonitions.
Yes, and I believe in Mahomes. I believe in Mahomes in the end of a game. I just hope that Mike Tomlin goes in there with the idea that I'm not giving this guy the ball at the end, and also the idea that if you're fourth and one early, go for a touchdown. Sean McDermott went in there last year and tiptoed his way around. Gee, maybe we'll win the game with field goals. You're not going to win it with field goals.
Not against
Sorry,
that guy.
Not
against that quarterback. Nope.
So
nope,
take
nope.
some chances. Get a little wild at times. Go in there to win the game. You play to win the game,
play
Ron.
To win the game.
Sean McDermott. But they're forced to go through the wild card round. That's different for them. Ryan Clark said this week, he said they're not very good. Michael Irvin said they're not as good as they've been. I think those things are true of the Chiefs. They're a little different. And if there's no Tyreek Hill or a limited Tyreek Hill, and I know they won 36-10 without Kelsey and with Hill limited last time, I don't care. It's still a big deal. He's a top five receiver.
Getting Kelsey back, though, is going to be a big deal for
big.
Them. Big.
What do you make of the numbers? You know, I had this whole numbers game. What do you make of the numbers with Travis Kelsey lately? I read them to you yesterday. He had the incredible game where he had 191 yards. Who was that against? Was it against horses, Broncos? I can't remember now.
All I know is you better bring help to tackle him.
I know. He's the best after the catch. It was against the Chargers. But, Ron, the two games after that, his catch, 4 for 34, 5 for 25. And you could say, well, maybe he's coming out of COVID. He's not feeling right. Okay, maybe not. But the games before that, 3 for 27 and 3 for 27 against Vegas and Denver.
I'm just looking at Jimmy.
It's very odd.
Jimmy Shapiro's Bet Online props over under for Kelsey. I'm thinking you're leaning to go under 70.5 yards.
Not necessarily. It's very curious to me that it was two games after and two games before he went out with COVID that they were as paltry totals as you'll ever see with Travis Kelsey. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Back to back games with 27 yards.
Tyreek Hill is also 70.5.
So, Horst, tell me how the Broncos played this team. Because if I'm the Steelers, there's tape out there for me to watch, I think.
They ran the ball, and they set back on defense and didn't pressure him. They didn't come after him. They basically tried to get pressure on him with the front four, played back, showed blitz, but then backed off, and then just played it straight up man-to-man. And then on offense, they just ran the ball.
And he wasn't very good, was he?
Very well. And if they don't fumble that ball, they win that game.
So Mahomes wasn't very good.
He sounds like he's got that Mars job already. He talks like a coach, doesn't he?
Well, the middle school job is open now. Did you hear about that?
I think, yeah, but he's going to shoot for the top.
You might as well, Horse. But, Ron, we all agree on that. Everyone we've spoken to this week, every expert, you and I spoke about it on Monday, or Tuesday, I believe, was that the way to beat Mahomes is clearly to get pressure with four and to put people in coverage. I don't think that's questionable. So when I talk about Tomlin getting wild and playing to win, I'm not talking about going crazy on defense. Once in a while.
Once in a while. You got to mix it up a little.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you get a lead. That's when you can open up your playbook to the exotic blitzes section. But before that, if you're not beating them pretty consistently with four, you have no chance. And you're telling me the Broncos did that. Who was their monster against them?
Well, Shelby rush. Harris was the one getting most of the pressure. But here's the
inside
thing.
Inside then? Or is he an end? Is he an end or a tackle? Were they coming up the middle?
They move him all around, but he was coming from the end.
Which end? Was he beating Wiley? Right end or left end?
That's what I'm saying. They're moving him back and forth.
Okay. All right. I think that's instructive. I really do for the Steelers.
But here's the thing, Joe, that unless you pay attention to the Broncos, you may not remember about that game. Denver was missing their top three cornerbacks, and Mahomes really didn't do anything through the air. In fact, Drew Locke outplayed him most of the game.
That's interesting to me because Kansas City was still playing for something, Ron, last week, and he didn't have a great game. He had more warts in his game this year, as great as he still was and as great of a finish as he had. He had more warts to his game this year than at any other. He looked human.
He did.
He finally looked human, Mahomes. It began with last year's Super Bowl.
He did. Although I don't know that he looked human in that Super Bowl. I thought he was still
spectacular,
superhuman. But
he was not very
good at the start of this season.
Yeah, I mean, in the Super Bowl, he had terrible numbers.
By his standards, he was not very good this year.
Yeah,
in the first half, he's really cleaned it up though.
Except for the Denver game.
Yeah,
as Horace just explained to us.
Yeah, who cares about Denver?
That was just last week. Well, if I'm Mike Tomlin, that's tape number one that I'm turning on. And I think that the Steelers need to do what they did in Buffalo, which was somehow get there with four guys.
They also had a very limited Tyreek Hill in that game. He was in and out all game long.
That's true, and that's a huge factor. It really is. Let's think about the plays that Mahomes made against the Steelers as I think back. He had the incredible play where he rolls to the right near the end of the first half and sucks in Minka. You remember that?
Right.
And throws over his head. That's classic Mahomes.
I just remember the first drive was dink and dunk.
Dink and dunk.
He dink and dunked it right down the field.
He did. And they made some mistakes. I think that was Cam jumping off sides on 3rd and 11 in the red zone. And I think that was the drive where Highsmith got to him and he fumbled. That might have been the second drive, though. So there are still little chances there, but you're right about the dink and dunk, and Romo was very clear about that.
He was patient.
Yes, he was very clear and had the video evidence to back it up that Mahomes at the beginning of this year was still trying to get huge chunks all the time, and teams finally said, you're not getting that, and he wasn't patient.
Right.
And Romo said, look at this drive. What was it, a 14-play drive at the beginning of the Steeler game?
I think so. I mean, it was right down the field.
And check downs, right. Things like that, quick passes.
Took 6-8 yards a crack.
Boring passes, but he was getting down the
but
field.
But effective passes.
But you know what? That's what you got to make him do. I agree with Michael Irvin on that, too. Don't give – it's still not give up. If he's going to make 14-play drives or he's precise
yeah, you're
the whole
counting,
way.
You know, that was whole Dick LeBeau's philosophy. You know, don't get beat over the top.
Make embarrassing, them embarrassing.
What was that? Was that Rocky Blyer again? Go ahead.
Make them go all the way down the field, you know, and you're hoping maybe they'll turn it over, or maybe they'll just be a penalty. Maybe there'll be a holding penalty.
Or hold them to a field goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they should have done. Like I said, Cam jumped 3rd and 11 in the red zone. I don't know if they convert that. They probably kick. So.
That was another big part of what Denver did. They forced them to go on these long drives, hoping that they would make a mistake.
Yes.
I think the first touchdown they scored, they went on like an 18 or 19-play drive, but they were stalling out on a lot of their drives and forcing them to go for field goals or going for it and not getting it.
And that's what they did in the game Ron referenced as well against Peyton Manning.
That plan works.
Yes, when the Colts finally got it going on a drive late in the half, I remember Labriola sitting up there. And his quote was, they're doing our work for us. They went on like an 18-play drive. Right. Okay, that hurts. You give up a touchdown, but you also just cost yourself almost a whole quarter.
A lot of time.
That's
right.
A
Here's
win.
Here's the deal. If you force them to go on a drive that's going to take that many plays and you don't have – you're down to your third-string running back and you don't have Tyreek Hill out there, he's got to have a lot of pressure on him to – get touchdowns on all these drives.
And it's a different environment. And I credit Mahomes for reining it in and doing what he needed to do, right, in turning around his season. But this is a different environment. And if he wants to be that patient with the spotlight on in the playoffs, and if he's gonna beat me with 1,000 paper cuts, then he beats me with 1,000 paper
cuts. I'll live with that.
I'll live with it,
right.
Too.
Absolutely.
Because you're right, Ron. One of those plays – someone's going to hold T.J. Watt.
Right. And then now instead of 2nd and 4, it's 2nd and 10. You know, I mean, it's just penalties can be killers.
What if you're also beating him by you're able to run the football and control the clock, and then on defense you're making him go on these long drives?
Yeah,
the patience is going to run out at
I'm
some point.
I'm not confident of them running the ball and points. Controlling the clock, though.
I'm not confident in it. Teams did it at times to the Chiefs. I don't think the Steelers are that type of team, mostly. They haven't proven that, but if they get a couple balls down the field and make the Chiefs respect that, then all of a sudden, instead of having everybody, coagulated at the line of scrimmage, you start to spread them out a little bit, Ron. You start to spread them out a little bit, and that's what having Freiermuth in this game will do for them, potentially.
And maybe Juju.
That's what'll happen.
Still an interest. I can't wait to see that. I think they have to make the decision by 2 o'clock tomorrow, right?
2 or 4, something like that.
Something tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll either say he's going to play or he's not going to play.
Look at Donnie Football back for a second helping, Ron.
Or third, I think.
Do you consider that to be selfish?
Yeah, I do.
By Donnie?
I do.
He's back for a second helping.
I'm still trying to get over the way he blew you off.
Look at the macaroni and cheese.
He blew you off last week. Remember
he sent
that?
Me a written apology.
He should have. That was embarrassment. You're a legend and he's a nobody still. And he blew you off.
This guy's going back for more chicken, and I don't think everybody in the office has had a crack at this, Ron.
Oh, it's been out there a while. They should
has
have.
It?
Yeah, they should have.
Is he going for another donut, too? Okay. Have another donut.
Have another donut, you fat pig.
Well, you better put that in context.
Yeah, that wasn't directed at him. That was for an old hockey guy. Was it Don Koharski?
And Jim Schoenfeld,
and Jim
yes.
Shoney, as we like to call him.
You know, Shoney had a record. He had an album in Buffalo. Ron, did
Shoney?
You know that?
I he did. Not. He coached there, didn't he?
Covered some Bob Dylan songs, Shoney did, on that record.
He's a
record.
Slug.
Well, thank you for putting that in there, Horse, because next is over-unders, and they include Kalen Ballage. He's on my list. I've got a great over and under, too, Ron, with Andy Reid's in one of these, Travis Kelce, Steelers punter. And then a couple of references to old Steelers-Chiefs games. Will they be instructive in this one, or don't they matter? We'll talk about that next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You can text us as we go along here on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly and follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Ron, it's 1:33. Good time for an insurance checkup by the Buell Insurance Agency. You ready for some over-unders? And this week, I want Horst to keep track of these. Who was right and who was wrong? And we'll do that maybe next
Monday. I might have
Monday.
A few, too, in addition to yours.
All right. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yep.
0.5 references on television to the Joe Montana comeback game against the Steelers in 94 at Arrowhead. 0.5.
Under.
I say they show that one. And I also say they have one reference to the Eric Fisher hold game on Alex Smith at Arrowhead back in whenever that was, 16 or so.
I would think there'd be more of a chance of that than the long ancient history one.
Melvin Ingram, 0.5 sacks.
I'm going to say zero. Under. I'm going to say under. Still, he may make a big play, but I don't know that it'll necessarily be a sack.
I'm going to say one. I'm going to say over. T.J. Watt sacks, 1.5.
Under one. No more than one.
I'm going to say over. Derek Watt, 3.5 snaps on offense.
Over. Not carries, snaps.
Snaps, right.
I think he's been getting a few more snaps.
I hope over.
I'm saying over.
I think over, yes. All right. Who's the Steelers punter?
I'm going to say Waitman.
I'm going to say Waitman as well. Now there's little questions thrown in. Like, well, okay. No, I can't make that into an over-under. Chase Claypool, 75.5 yards receiving.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over. Ray McLeod targets 6.5. He had 9 in the first half of the first Kansas City
over.
Game. I'm going to say under, mercifully, because I think Juju's going to play. James Washington, plays of 30-plus yards, 0.5.
Under.
I'm going to say over.
Everything you're saying is over would indicate Steelers win.
Well, I haven't done any Chiefs over-unders,
I? How about, can I give one here?
Please.
Wild card weekend cross props. Ben Roethlisberger's passing touchdowns or Sidney Crosby's total points?
How many games does Crosby play?
Crosby only has one game. I think they play in San Jose tomorrow
night.
Oh,
is that a good one?
And then Sid's going to get, could get two, 3 points, who knows?
Well, based on the last game against the Sharks, he could get 8 points. I'm going to say Sid.
That's just an interesting one.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say Sid, too.
All right. Kalen Ballage.
He's a slug.
Is he going to get a helmet?
He got a helmet in Baltimore, and I think he got a touch. Did he not?
I think he did, too.
He's a slug.
0.5 touches, Ron.
0. Under.
I'm going to say 1.
I'm going to give it to Benny Snell football. They had to play Ballage last week because the Najee was hurt for much of the game.
That's true. I don't care. Something's going to happen where Kalen Ballage gets a touch.
He's a slug.
Maybe a deflected ball. How about General Haig holding on the Benny Snell
play? How about
that? What else do I have here? Who scores first in the game, Ron? Chiefs or Steelers?
You know, I'm going to say Steelers because I think it has a chance to be a close game. And if the Chiefs score first, I think it could get ugly.
Do you have another one over there?
I got a bunch of them here.
Please.
Freiermuth, receiving yards, 31.5.
Over. You?
Najee, rushing yards, 88.5.
Man, I saw a lower one.
Wait a minute, 68.5. My eyes are bad here.
Yeah, I'll go higher. What are you going on these? Freiermuth and Najee?
I got to think Freiermuth's going to go over. Najee might, I think he's got to go under on that.
Yes. Mahomes, 299.5 yards passing.
I'm looking at 280.5. I'm going to go under the two years.
I'm going to go over because I think they're going to be putting all pass mode in a dramatic second half.
Mahomes touchdowns over 2.5.
Passing only?
Yep.
Over 2.5. Yes.
So you think he's going to get 3?
Yes.
Well, now we're starting to see why you might be picking the
Chiefs 27, Steelers 26. Everything I've said makes sense.
Joe's a pro.
I love
Deontay
that one.
Deontay Johnson receiving yards, 60.5.
Over. I think he's going to have a big game.
So you think he and Claypool both are going to have big numbers?
Well, what's the over-under there?
I said 60.5 and Claypool 49.
Is 63 yards a big game? Okay. No, Ron.
All right, Ben Roethlisberger, over-under, 227.5.
Over.
Passing touchdowns, Ben Roethlisberger, 1.5.
Over. You?
I think he's going to have over.
I think I'm done, Ron. Do I have anything else here?
I think I'm done, too.
Did we do Travis Kelce?
I think he's on my list here.
8.5 catches.
We did it before. No, I don't have catches. I have yards for him.
8.5 catches.
70.5 yards. 8.5 catches. No, I don't think he's going to get 8. I think he's going to get less than 8.5.
0.5 touchdowns.
I think he's going to get a touchdown.
So do I. And finally, Chris Jones, 1.5 sacks.
He's their beast, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say over. I think he gets
and
a couple.
I think he gets under, but he gets 1, maybe. For all those people saying the Steelers are just going to line up and run the ball, that's the best mode of operation because other teams did it. Other teams did it early in the season for the most part. And you have to remember that Chris Jones was on the outside early in the season and that the thing, as much as any other, that changed this Chiefs defense was Ingram going there, not necessarily Ingram becoming Lawrence Taylor, but merely allowing Jones to move back inside, which is his natural position, which is where he's just about as good as anybody, you know, this side of Aaron Donald down there and Cam Hayward, guys like that. He's pretty much in that.
He's a good
a notch
player.
Below that category, but yes, but capable on any given
Very
week of
good
being
player.
That.
Absolutely.
So they're going to have their hands full. I sure hope Trey Turner plays. Ron, I think that can help a lot.
We should be seeing an injury report at some point. I don't know if before we're off the air or not, but it'll come out this afternoon.
All right. Is there still a guy named Rock on the line, Horse? Is he there? Let's go to him, Ron. He's been here for like an hour. Hello, Rock. Did he just hang up on us? He waited all that time to hang up on us. What a rockhead he is.
Huh, you like that horse? You like that horse?
Do you like that horse? Horse, did he wait that whole time? How long was he on?
He was on for at least a good 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he blew his chance to be on Cookin' Joe. Millions, maybe billions of people.
They all wish they had that opportunity.
Wish they could do it. All right, Ron, let's take a look around the league next and go with our picks. It's a whole new season. You won the regular season picks by precisely 1.
By 1.
And now I'm ready to smash you in the playoffs. You can watch live video, what's going on in the studio. Take a look at 93.7thefan.com. Go to shows, go to 93.7thefan live video. Horse getting fitted for a new saddle today going into playoff weekend. Could make for some exciting viewing.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Here we go.
You should see Ronnie standing up and cheering.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
He's in an Archibald jersey.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Not true, not true,
here
and not
go.
True.
Cheer the Steelers back in the goal. Here we go. This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Nice choice, horse. Nice choice. I like it a lot. What's Cooking, presented by your local Pittsburgh area Geico agent, Tim Hester.
Thank you.
Since we've no place to go.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter, call 412-ROOTER-2.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
So here we go and let it snow, Ron, huh? Call 412-ROOTER-2, I might add, if I didn't already.
Yeah, you did. But
Golden
you did it
again. Oak Landing cured horse's shoes. Ron, I'm in a great mood right now. I can't
Here's
wait for this weekend.
You're not going to get stuck in Kansas City for
yeah.
a week.
Horseshoes. I changed blues to shoes, horse, to fit the theme, right?
Of All
the
right, song? Let's get these wild card predictions
Golden
underway.
Golden Oak Landing cured horse's shoes. You like that, Ron?
I love it.
Judging from your facial expression, I don't think so.
I love it.
Ron, I've lost it. I might say something that'll get us both fired in this last segment.
No.
I got a button for that.
I got a button for that, too. So.
What are we doing here? Where are we?
We're doing our wild card round prediction.
Where did the chicken and pizza come from? I mean, the chicken and fish. Did you eat that?
I did.
All of a sudden, like manna from heaven, there it was, a pile of fried chicken.
What is
chicken.
Manna? I've asked you this before. What
I think
is
it's
manna?
Bread. Horse manna is bread?
I can't answer that, but I can answer where lunch came from.
Where?
Soul and Sea Restaurant on Frankstown Road.
Well, thank you to them. It was absolutely scrumptious.
Absolutely delicious.
Ron, go ahead.
All right. I finished plus one in the regular season. We start anew with our picks. I get to go first since I won. Let's go into games order.
When was that a rule? Well, I thought there should be a coin flip. This is a whole new season. We didn't agree on that rule.
All right. Then I'll defer to the second pick. I'll give you the first pick.
No, I'd rather have you get the first pick.
All right. Vegas at Cincy. Cincy minus 5.5. Cincy hasn't won a playoff game since like 1990. That streak ends. Joe Burrow leads them to at least a touchdown win. I'm going with Cincy.
I haven't gotten a vision yet from the football gods on
you
this
You better
one.
Get one pretty quickly.
That's problematic. I think Cincy has a triumphant day here.
More than 5.5?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a celebratory day. And then I think it'll come to an end the next week, perhaps against the Chiefs, right? That's who they'd play, likely.
I haven't even looked at the way the seedings go after this week.
But I think this one is going to be a big day in Cincy. And I think the Raiders have finally hit the end of the road.
After that emotional Sunday night game going all the way across the country for a Saturday game.
Yeah.
Can't be easy.
That was their Super Bowl.
All right, this is the one I know you wish you were going to be at. At least go to Buffalo and watch with Bink.
I might.
New England at Buffalo, -4 Buffalo. Who do you got?
I got New England. You know, I know that Buffalo went into Foxborough and had a really good game. But guess what? That game was still one score late. Belichick keeps his teams around at the very least. And I think he's going to physically pummel this team again. I'm taking New England 100 times out of 100.
Well, Ron. I'm taking Buffalo one time out of one here. I think Josh Allen, I just like his chances a lot better than Mac Jones. Bad weather night. I think Buffalo wins this game fairly handily.
What? That would be the first of their three matchups that they've run handily. The last time New England went there, Belichick emasculated them.
Yeah,
he ran every play.
That was then. This is now. Like Mike Tomlin said, that was the last time.
That's a good line.
Philly
All right.
at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is an 8.5-point favorite at home. I'm going with Philly. I think they're going to keep this close.
They suck, Ron.
They're not going to beat them. I don't think Brady's not going to go out in the first round. But I think Philly covers. I'm taking Philly in 8.5.
I'm not. I'm taking Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, and company. Is Fournette playing? I think he is, right?
I think so.
And I think their defense.
I don't think AB's playing, though.
No, I don't think so. He'll probably play for the Eagles. So, yeah, I think Tampa Bay crushes this team. This is people say the Steelers are the worst playoff team. It's the Eagles.
Philly's been playing better, though. I like them a little bit. All right, San Francisco at Dallas. Dallas -3 at home. Who do you got?
Man, I love San Francisco in this game. For all you want to say about Jimmy Garoppolo, he wins games. And I think that defense is very good, but mostly I think Dallas is going to choke. How about Michael Irvin telling us that he was lobbying Jerry Jones to take Juju in the draft and that he's still ripping Jerry Jones for taking
Watt,
Taco
right?
Charlton over TJ.
Right. So you're going with San Fran?
Yes. I wouldn't think to do anything else.
Yeah, me too. I think Dallas, they're a popular pick. Everybody loves them all of a sudden. I'm going with San Fran too. All right, let's skip the Steeler game. We both have made our predictions already.
We already have. There's no use talking about it anymore.
We both have taken the Steelers and the points, right?
Yes, we have. But the Steelers both to lose straight up, we said, right?
Yep, but cover with the points.
Yes.
All right, Arizona at the Rams. Rams -4 at home.
Ron, may I interrupt you for a moment?
Sure.
Juju practiced again today, as we all expected. And also, Najee said the elbow's doing good. He said he got a little shot in it. It was sore, but he's feeling good. So, Juju, there's no quotes
takes
yet
a step
for him.
Closer to playing,
a step closer to playing.
All right, Arizona at the Rams, -4. I'm going with Arizona. I think they're going to beat. They've lost 4 out of 5. They're not playing well. I think they come out and find a way to win this game behind Kyler Murray. And we had, who was it on? One of the, somebody who said Stafford's going to throw a key interception.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be a surprise.
I'm going with Arizona. How about you?
I think Stafford could keep both teams in the game. But you know what? No DeAndre Hopkins. No J.J. Watt, maybe.
It looks like Watt's going to play.
Really?
It looks like trending towards playing.
That's not the report I saw, Ron. We have different sources, but I don't care. DeAndre Hopkins isn't playing.
And J.J. may not be close to full strength.
So I got to take the Rams here. There's too much star power, really. They're going to win. They're going to win by maybe 2 touchdowns.
All right. We got 3 different. I have Buffalo. You have New England. I have Philly. You have Tampa. And I have Arizona. And you have the Rams. 3 out of 6 different.
Golden Oak Landing cured horse's shoes. Horse, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Ron, I'll see you in Pomp on Monday,
no,
right?
You won't see me. Hopefully you'll talk to me on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
If I get to Kansas City, and then I may end up staying there forever.
I'm telling you right now, you could have one of the most enjoyable nights of your life pre-planned on a Monday night.
In KC.
In KC. All the barbecue you can eat. You could put your Instagram photo or Twitter photo out there in the Bills jersey. You might even have a date Monday night in Kansas City. It could be the night of your life,
Ron. Pass up a date to watch Arizona and the Rams.
I'll see you on Monday,
Ron. Have a great weekend.
Good travels, safe travels.
Thank you.
And I think we both agree this is going to be a
competitive Steelers
competitive, game. Probably dramatic game. I think it is. Juju plays. Have we swayed you to that yet or no?
Well, it sure looks like it. But, I mean, there's only one thing I hate about the Steelers game, the potential for a catastrophic ending that your premonition had.
Yes.
A catastrophic ending.
Couldn't help it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.